America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I was scheduled to finish my vacation with the Foo Fighters last night at Fenway, but I declined for the good of the show.
We appreciate that about you.
I stayed home and made possibly the greatest grilled chicken homemade crouton salad ever created in the United States of America, Curtis. I know you're jealous.
Why would you care about making homemade croutons?
No. When you make the croutons, you can make them less crunchy, mm-hmm. so you don't damage the roof of your mouth when eating them, and mm-hmm. they soak up the salad dressing when
the
you make
crouton
them.
Crouton is, and I don't know, I didn't even know you could make them homemade.
Yeah,
but is the one, additive to the salad that is so hit or miss, because I hate a crouton that you can't pick up whole. In a lot of places,
okay.
once you fork it, it falls apart. So if you can make a crouton where you can still keep the crunch,
yes.
but fork it and yes. not have it fall
right.
apart.
Fork it. I say that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, fork it. I think Curtis said that 12 times during the first hour of Friday's show.
How do you make a homemade crouton?
DMs makes them. You buy a baguette. You chop the thing up. Yeah. You throw it in a bowl. You put olive oil, butter, spices, etc. You throw them in the under the bake for 400 for 15 minutes.
Boom.
All right. Boom. Tomorrow, GHS Live, we will be at Granite Links for the third annual Numbnuts Invitational with you all morning long. So
I would love to just have a salad that is Caesar dressing, Parmesan cheese, and croutons.
No lettuce?
Yes. I'll be honest. I mean,
well,
and I'm
Caesar,
with Wiki.
I
love the Caesar.
I mean, the Caesar is the go-to salad.
Oh,
and if it's
best.
Have you ever done... Brees Hill did, while we were on Nantucket, a grilled Caesar. Have you ever had a grilled Caesar salad?
No, I had grilled chicken on it.
Oh, no, you just grilled the lettuce.
Oh, really?
Right on the grill. Mm. It's delicious.
But I'm with Wiggy.
To die for.
If the crouton breaks when you pierce it with the fork,
mm-hmm.
that should be punishable by death.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of a crouton
right.
if you can't
right.
pierce it with the fork?
You're ruining the whole salad.
Right. You have little crouton bits all
right.
over the place.
Now you got to scoop it like it, you might as well eat the salad with a spoon. You just ruined my whole salad experience.
You're right, Wiggy.
You're right. That's a real problem. Now, for you, Wiggy, on the Subaru of New England text line, mm-hmm. and you can text us at any point, and thank you to all of you who do every day. Text line is 37937, and you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Question about something you said earlier. You said never the Atlantic Ocean. Why the Atlantic Ocean and not the other ocean? Well, do you know what the other ocean is?
Yeah, it's the Pacific.
Okay, thank you. Why not the Pacific? Why are you only afraid of the Atlantic Ocean?
I guess maybe when I said Atlantic, I was thinking more of like this region. But I guess if you go deeper down into the Caribbean, which is still the Atlantic Ocean, where it's blue, crystal clear water.
I don't think it's still the Atlantic. I believe it stands alone.
Oh, does it stand alone?
It's like the cheese.
No,
yeah,
Wiki's right. It's still the Atlantic Ocean.
The Caribbean? There are seven oceans. Are there not in the world?
Yes, the Caribbean is not an ocean. It is the Atlantic, Pacific, the Arctic, the Indian.
Right. It's the Caribbean Sea.
The Antarctic.
Okay.
Yeah, the Caribbean Sea is still part of the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay. Wait, are there seven continents and five oceans, or which way is it?
Seven continents and five oceans.
Okay.
That sounds right.
I stand corrected.
All right.
So what do you swim in when you are on the west coast of Florida?
West coast of Florida.
Right.
That would be the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes,
okay, right.
Yes.
Just like when you're in the Caribbean, you swim in the Caribbean.
Gulf, but still part of the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So maybe I should, the water, until it's crystal clear blue, which I'm not used to around here, I run into. That's why I said the Atlantic and maybe the Pacific. I was thinking like Hawaii and stuff like
that. And if a random wind turbine falls off in the middle of the night, you don't swim anywhere near the Atlantic Ocean or Nantucket.
Yes. Could be bad for our beach sexers, too.
Yeah, you're right about
that. It's the best time to have sex.
I mean, are these people aware? They threw these giant windmills up in the middle of the ocean. Maybe the most beautiful, picturesque place that one can go. The middle of the ocean. They throw these things up for the good of the earth, I guess. And then all of a sudden, you wake up one morning, and people are stepping on and accidentally eating giant hunks of fiberglass on Nantucket. Like, what's good? What good are they doing?
We are beach sexers.
And Wiggy's right. The beach sex people have no idea that they're sexing on fiberglass.
Somebody could easily, like you said, been impaled that night.
It's a nightmare.
Well, I'm sure it was money well spent. I'm sure it wasn't. God knows what one of those wind turbine costs.
I didn't know they were in. So they're in the ocean? I usually thought they were on land.
No, they have them in the ocean.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, at least if it's going to be near your island, you should negotiate free energy for everybody who lives on the island. Like, that's what they should do. That's if you're going to have to put up with the danger of the turbines flying
like that.
Off. But anyway, text for you, Shyam.
Oh, boy.
Very soon you should go nacho sober. all right. Wiggy, your lead this morning.
All right, so it looks like I'm jumping back onto the Patriots bandwagon.
Oh.
And I got to give Elliot Wolf some credit.
See, I was... Are you going to talk about Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah, but I'm...
this is going to be my lead, but I'm going to go with my food lead.
The only part of this that I was going to talk about was...
The salary.
Yes, the willingness to potentially go up to $28 million a year.
So they offered a second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And they were willing, according to reports, they were willing to pay him $28 million a year. That is good news. That's huge news.
But
they should have offered, my lead was going to be, they should have offered another pick somewhere, or like a next year pick, whatever it was, to get the deal done. Like, what's the point of coming out afterwards if you're Elliot Wolf and the Patriots and saying, all right, we were willing to pay him $28 million.
Right.
Like, give him whatever it takes.
Right. And that excuse me.
Do you agree?
I agree with you on that. I would have probably just offered the first round draft pick, because if you're willing to give him that type of money, and like you said, why not just offer a first round pick? But at least it looks like things are going to be different than what we've seen in the past when it comes to the Patriots organization and potentially, you know, going after big ticket free agents and then paying them the money.
Is there any point, since he is disgruntled, that you can shake him loose during the season?
You might be able to. Might be something that you might be able to. Let's say for the 49ers, one of their young receivers pops or has looks pretty good, and they're like, you know what? We can replace Brandon Ayuk with this player.
So that could
have
be
there
something.
Been teams? I mean, I don't know every trade, but by and large, haven't the teams that have traded for top end receivers been rewarded for it? Like,
I would assume so.
In some cases, both teams were successful, whereas the Vikings trade Diggs and they end up drafting Justin Jefferson, so they get both. But like
in recent years, you're right. It's Steph Diggs.
Do you think the Dolphins are saddened about the acquisition of Tyreek Hill or the Raiders and Devontae Adams?
Pretty good point in the Twitch chat. I think it's from Angry Principal Dave. They should have given him Judon. I mean, you're not going to want to pay him again and again and again and again.
I wish I knew what the actual, like, did they not want to add an extra second round pick? Did they not want to make that second round into a first round pick? Like, I'd be interested to know exactly what the hiccup was and as far as where the Patriots didn't want to give up.
But if you're willing to pay him $28 million,
I'm with you,
then you should be willing to give up a draft pick next season.
Who cares?
Right?
Just get the player. If you, Wiggy and I have this, we agree on this all the time. If the Patriots drafted Brandon Ayuk at 12 next year, wouldn't we all say, what a great pick?
Yeah.
So then why wouldn't you trade it?
Yeah.
I always think personally, if you got a guy like Brandon Ayuk or those type of players, and Curtis is right, I think they're just as valuable as your top 10 pick. At least with those guys, you know what you're getting, especially if you're going to pay him $28 million a year. So do it.
All right, Wiggy, great lead.
I have, as I mentioned,
two issues with America this morning. There's a new poll out that asked Americans what their favorite dip was.
Mm.
Any guesses?
I'm going to say Mexican French dip. Onion dip.
That's what I would have assumed.
All right.
French onion. That's the goat.
Yes.
What did you say?
Seven-layer dip.
Like the Mexican dip?
Mexican dip.
That would be fine. It's not it. Chime.
Buffalo chicken dip?
Another great one.
That's a good one.
It's delicious.
Queso?
Nope. Base hitting, though.
Nope. You want to know what apparently America's number one favorite dip right now is?
What?
Hummus.
Oh, I got to tell you. Good hummus with some good fresh pita.
There's no cheese in it.
That's true.
What kind of a dip doesn't have cheese in it or cream in the form of sour cream?
But what if I put it to you like this? What dip that's actually not bad for you tasted as good hummus does?
I love good hummus.
Right.
I'm a big hummus guy.
God bless you.
But it's not in any way, shape, or form in my top five, emergency top five all-time great dips.
This is like a millennial
It is. It's people who are fronting that they're worried about what they weigh or how they look. And I've had it. Like, that's not a dip. Hummus is not a dip. Is it a dip?
It's also
it more of a spread.
It's a spread.
Hummus didn't even come into my mind when you asked me for dip.
Hummus is more like guacamole, right?
Yeah, I would be fine with guacamole or tzatziki or Thousand Island. Not hummus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, me, a good spinach artichoke dip I would put on that list.
Yes, Curtis. Right?
Very good. Especially a spinach artichoke dip. Have you ever had it in the bread bowl? Now that is elite.
No, right. And Shine nailed it with the buffalo chicken dip. Most popular football tailgate item of all time is the buffalo chicken dip. So anyway, that's my first problem. Second problem is 14% of the people surveyed had no idea what their favorite dip was.
Oh, that's just wrong.
That's a crime.
Who are these serial killers who don't know what their favorite dip is?
Right.
Like, you can at least say ketchup. Like, say something.
Salsa. Pick one.
You could say pouches.
I mean, come on. All right.
That is almost, so over 1 in 10 Americans have no idea what their favorite dip is. Those are the same people that don't know who they're voting for on November 3rd.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right. Well, anyway, those are our leads. Coming up next, we'll get to They Said It. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And we will certainly discuss what Jim Harbaugh said about Lamar Jackson. That is right in Shime's wheelhouse, I think. Tom Brady might not like it, but it's right in Chime's wheelhouse. So, and maybe in Wiggy. So we'll get to that. And the rest of They Said It coming up next. Speaking of Shime, he is filling in for Courtney this morning, who is still on Nantucket after the stunning triathlon performance of her beloved husband, Santo, and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox simply could not get it done this weekend. They fell to the Dodgers last night, 9-6. They get swept in their first series post All-Star break. They now find themselves a game back of the Royals for the third wild card spot in the AL. The Red Sox are back in action tonight, though. They are in Colorado taking on the Rockies. 8:40, first pitch. Tanner Houck on the mound for your Red Sox. Rich Keefe has the pregame at 7:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always, on the Odyssey app. Over the weekend, Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Joe Mauer, Jim Leland, and our own guy, Joe Castiglione, were inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. I know Ken was there. Mike Thomas was there. Ken even called into the Ken and Curtis the Curtis and sometimes Ken program on Saturday and gave an electric report from live in Cooperstown.
Yes. Yeah. He spent 4 hours at the Honus Wagner plaque.
He loved it.
Loves baseball.
Pretty sure he got a signature from Raleigh Fingers,
he's
too.
He's Mr. Baseball. I mean,
Ken Laird just reeks boredom.
Yeah. Did he save up his money and buy himself one of the old mitts that they're selling up there, Curtis?
He said he was going to get me a personalized bat for $50.
All right.
And I said, sign me up, slugger.
And Xander Schauffele is your champion golfer of the world. He claimed the Claret Jug yesterday, winning the Open and his second major of the year. Trending Now was brought to you by Shaw's. The Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes is back. This is your chance to win free groceries for a year, plus other incredible Boston sports and concert prize experiences. To enter, check your receipt for entry codes when you spend $50 or more. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
68 degrees and sunny. Nice day today. Afternoon high, partly cloudy, 85.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I love vacation, but it's great to be back. Curtis, I missed you.
Oh,
Winky,
I missed
Chime,
you.
I missed you guys.
I missed you too.
Welcome back.
Good to be back. And Courtney will be back tomorrow, and we will all be together for GHS Greg Hill Show Live at Granite Links in Quincy, the third annual Numb Nuts Invitational. And can't wait to be there tomorrow morning. I think you're talking about maybe some drizzle or something.
Yeah, it'll
in the
be
morning.
Fine. A little, just be prepared. Okay. We need the rain. It's been a while all since we've gotten any. It'll be nothing too crazy. It'll still be warm and it'll be a lovely day.
We have some limited edition Numb Nuts themed golf giveaways, which we will have tomorrow morning. The Granite food truck will be there. We'll be out on the range. We'll have some fun with Numb Nuts out on the range and. Cannot wait for tomorrow morning. So looking forward to seeing you there tomorrow morning. We will get to the news with Shime at 7:45. And I mentioned this earlier, but I heard from a fellow New England Patriots legend yesterday who obviously knows that there were issues when it came to Wiggy and the Tom Brady invitations that should have come. And so, therefore, he has this individual has some sort of a very special invitation for you, which he would like to issue in person with you.
Okay.
At 8:20 this morning, all if right. That is okay with you.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
I don't, like I said, I don't turn down a good invite.
Well, this is quite an honor for you.
All right.
And it's the invitation is for an event that. I think one of your favorite places in the world.
Magic City?
So he will.
I'll be there for that one.
The mystery legend of the morning will arrive at about 8:20. But right now, Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, you've already mentioned it. John Harbaugh talked about Lamar Jackson. He got dismissed from practice yesterday due to a quote-unquote illness. And then John Harbaugh spoke to the media and wanted to address some of the criticisms of Lamar Jackson and what he envisions for Lamar and the Baltimore Ravens organization.
You know, there's a lot of great things said about Lamar, but there's a lot of stuff that's said that you got to just scratch your head about and kind of wonder, what's that person even thinking, you know? So, but we take it personally. All his life, Lamar Jackson has been a guy who's been answering those same questions. I'm talking about since he was a kid, okay? Now, he's still growing. He's got a growth mindset. He's going to get better and better, no doubt. But what does he have to do to prove himself to some people, right? And so the thing for me is it's talking about vision again. You know, there's a vision. And I believe the Ravens and we've always had a vision for Lamar Jackson. It started with Lamar's vision and his mom's vision when he said he was going to be a quarterback. And we bought into that. We embraced it. The vision for Lamar Jackson, and it's a vision. It's something you see it like it's already happened. You can see it like it's already been done. The victory has already been won. And the vision that we have together is that Lamar Jackson is going to become and be known and be recognized as the greatest quarterback ever to play in the history of the National Football League.
Wow.
Okay. Except for the fact that we were trying to unload him a couple years ago, but nobody wanted to pay him what he wanted to get. But okay.
Does he have a mirror? He was the one that was precluding Lamar Jackson from signing that deal over and over again. He forced Lamar to go see what his value was elsewhere. Remember that standoff? For like 6 months?
Like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Shyam, I know you love him. Weigh in here. No disrespect when I say weigh in.
Oh,
but weigh in on the fact that he has the potential to be the greatest quarterback ever in the NFL. I'm sorry, no.
Yeah, he's got to catch not only Tom Brady, but you got to catch Patrick Mahomes, who, correct, by the way, is still playing with him at this very moment, right, and who he hasn't beaten in the playoffs. I love Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson is wrongly criticized a lot, but this is over the top.
He's good.
He's fantastic.
He's in the Josh Allen world now, where it's now, we know you're a great regular season quarterback. Now it's about you taking that next step and getting your team over the hump. Yeah. Every quarterback has to deal with it. I mean, almost every player. We had to deal with it with Jason Tatum. You're at the point now where, Lamar, you have to show that you can put a team on your back in the playoffs and get your team over the hump to win a championship. And he hasn't been able to do it. You know, Josh Allen hasn't been able to do it, and I think they're in the same, because they're
give him credit for getting close this past season,
right? But then
we'll see what he can do this year,
right? Because they're the next tier down after Mahomes. It's them two. It's Mahomes, and then it's a gap, and then it's them two, and then I think it's
who you have? You have Josh Allen
and Lamar Jackson.
You don't have Joe Burrow in that category.
I think he's underneath them. And his team.
But he's been best. I mean, he's been the only guy that can beat Mahomes other than Brady in big games.
Right. He's beaten Mahomes, but he still
needs to stay healthy.
He needs to stay healthy. I think that's the biggest thing with Joe Burrow. Like, totally. Joe Burrow could be there, but it's like, all right, when is he going to be healthy for a full playoff run?
And I would just say this, though, Greg. Like, the quarterbacks that have won multiple MVPs is rarefied air. You're looking at Patrick Mahomes, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, mm-hmm. Steve Young, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. Like, those are the guys you're looking at.
But they all have something.
Right. No, they've all won.
They've all won a chip.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you got to do that.
Yeah.
And until then, you're going to just always be criticized.
I mean, I love the optimism, but I don't see him ever becoming the greatest quarterback in the history of
Hell
the NFL.
No.
Seems a little exaggerated there on the part of John Harbaugh.
Just a smidge.
What's next?
Well, next, Greg, we can hear from Shohei Ohtani, or at least through his interpreter, after last night's Red Sox-Dodgers game. I got to tell you, Shohei, an electric interview.
Does he have a new interpreter, I'm assuming?
He does. Okay. He does, in fact, have a new interpreter.
I'm assuming the man doesn't wager on anything, like
right.
the new interpreter.
I'd hope not.
Okay. You never know. You know, I guess secrets can be held from Shohei pretty easily, I guess.
I'm guessing that Shohei says, I bet it's going to be a beautiful day for a game tomorrow, and the interpreter says, no. No. All right, let's hear what he had to say.
Shohei, we have to start with the home run. Did you watch it all the way out, and did you think it was going to clear the roof when it left your bat there in right center? You guys face some depth.
I was trying to look, but I couldn't really follow.
You guys face some deficits in this entire series, including being down 2-0 early in this game. What do you make of how your team responded, not just tonight, but this entire weekend, to get that sweep over the Red Sox?
Just overall, our lineup has been just putting up quality at-bats, and really hats off to our bullpen guys who are just, like, you know, putting a lot of, shutdown innings and giving us the opportunity to come back.
Is that a rare up-talking interpreter?
I think it was a bit of an up-talker, yeah. The rare male up-talker.
What a story to just disappear. Yeah. I mean, I'm still shocked.
When you hit 30 bombs.
God love you.
the first half of the season.
But if that's our bullpen guys who are just, like...
That story doesn't go away. Or the Red Sox.
You brought this up earlier, or maybe was it? I can't remember if it was you or a texter or a caller, but there's no way that the Red Sox front office uses this sweep to turn into sellers.
Believe me, they want to not buy. That is their goal. They're like Santo when he goes to the Capitol Grill. And so if they have an excuse, and that was a shrapnel, I love you, Santo.
Fine. Is this enough of an excuse? Like, no. Well, you got swept by the Dodgers, so, I mean,
You're too close to too many. You're too close to the wild card and multiple, like, opportunities. Like, you're not just chasing one spot. There's a legit chance that, you know, they could catch all three spots in the wild card. So I think that.
But if they lose the next two out of three, so if they get the Royals, I mean, the Rockies stick.
Uh-huh.
But if somehow the Rockies take two or three,
yep.
And then you lose two or three at home to the Yankees this weekend,
mm-hmm.
That is, believe me, they will try and use that. Believe me.
Yeah, because that'll put you further and further away right. from those wild card spots. But if you stay consistently a game and a half back to the second to the third wild card spot, I think it'd be too difficult for them to defend themselves, especially as much as Core has been talking, for them to justify why they weren't able to do nothing.
Yeah. All right. What's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, next we can hear from a couple of the guys. So over the weekend, we had the Open over in Scotland, and Xander Schauffele is your champion golfer of the world. He's holding the claret jug. Well, some guys...
Did you hammer the shime on the British Open?
Yeah, so before the tournament...
How'd you
do? My guy finished T16. I picked Colin Morikawa. tough day. T16.
Okay. All right.
But, hey, it's okay. You swing and you miss. It's hard to predict how an entire golf tournament's going to go, especially with the weather that you see.
Ordinarily, you would let us know immediately if it was a good pick, though. That's right.
Well, yeah, when I win, that's when it matters. But when I lose, you know, it's a loss. A loss is a loss.
I'll tell you one thing you didn't swing and miss, and that was the creme brulee French toast.
Nope, bananas foster French toast.
Sorry,
thank you.
Sorry, whatever.
Hammered that down. That was delightful. Good job by the playwright. That stuff is delicious.
All right,
I'm never going to live that down, am I?
No.
When
you double it up with nachos, I don't think you stand a chance on that.
That's a great combo. You wouldn't do that, Wiggy?
I've never heard of that combo. God love it.
I want, like, if I told you, one, and if I'm in breakfast mode, I got to stick with the breakfast stuff. I can't.
I mean, to be honest, it's like Curtis going off the wagon and not to gym, but to heroin.
Jesus. That is exactly right.
Am I right about that?
You're not passing go. Go directly there.
He went nachos and French toast.
In one sitting.
That is, he just let himself.
Wild.
He was like shot out of a cannon. Like, let me have it. Let me eat it all.
It's like, hey, Curtis, let's go out and have some drinks now. Let's go out and boot some heroin.
I mean, God love you, but I have to say, like, I'm a Brady guy. You know, Wiggy loves Cam. Greg is rooting so hard for the food in front of Shime. He is that is your moonshot, is getting Shime back to 300 pounds.
Yeah, I love fat Shime.
There's still a lot of remnants of fat Shime, except for all the fat.
Fat boy's always going to be in there.
Yeah, oh yeah, he'll live forever, and every once in a while, he'll come out and he'll, you know, Tootsie Roll dance all over the place and be ready to go.
All right, so anyway.
So there was a few golfers that spoke after playing at Royal Troon, talking about how difficult that back nine was for the championship.
And I think that was probably the hardest nine holes that I'll ever play.
But, I mean, the back nine, I mean, that's the hardest nine holes, I think, you could ever play in golf right now.
Have you played a back nine like this, or when was the last time you played not just a back nine, but a nine as tough as that today?
I mean, the cumulative clubs that I hit into the green in terms of length, the club, I don't think I've ever, not since I was a junior.
For anybody who enjoys golf, watching those guys play at Royal Troon and just like the way they struggled at times and the difficulty of the shots and those coffin bunkers, it was peak golf tournament television. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
I was going to do a golf lead because you guys are obviously the golf hodls, and I like saw it trending over the weekend. When do the critical people of Tiger Woods come out? Like, remember they were critical of Brady, like, oh, he's falling off a cliff, he's old, the eight, and oh yeah, he doesn't look the same.
I think we're there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's no, like, you know, because he shot, like, pretty bad, right?
Yeah, he's missed three straight cuts at the last three majors he partook in, and it has just become...
Time to retire, like?
I feel like he should just play the Masters. Like, that's it.
So one tournament per year.
And, like, if one of the Opens is, if the U.S. Open or the British Open is at a course that he's very successful at, play
like
that.
St. Andrews.
But, Like, he really needs to back off and get well.
But people saying that,
yeah,
though.
I think the Garf, I mean, I think there are certain people that are protective of his legacy that are saying that.
Right.
And with Brady, it's so different because you're on a team. So you're like impact, you know, if you're Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or you're Roger Clemens and you're staying too long.
But I feel like in other sports, you get it all the time with older athletes.
Right, because they're hurting other players. Mm-hmm. Whereas Tiger performing isn't impacting anybody but himself. But I think people like his that want his legacy to be as pristine as possible. Mm-hmm. Watch this, and it's just, it's not Tiger. It's nothing close to Tiger, what mm-hmm. you're seeing.
All right, well, that is they said it. As long as we're talking about golf, would you like to see the giveaways for tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the third annual Numbnuts Invitational. If you are watching this show on Twitch or you are watching it on YouTube, where you can watch without commercials, take a look at the Numbnuts Invitational Ball Marker and Divot Tool.
I mean, you will never lose a ball with that
right?
puppy.
I mean, look at that. Every round you play, Numbnuts will be staring you right in the face.
You get a shot of inside your buddy for par, and you walk up and you mark it with that puppy. That is an F you like you read about.
We got to see if we can get that on the PGA Tour or the LIV Tour some way, like, somehow.
Somebody to use it.
Keegan Bradley's local, right?
Yes.
We need that for the Ryder Cup.
There you go.
100%.
Somebody's got to know Keegan.
Yes. Oh, let's do it. Yes. All right. No way we lose.
Live show for you tomorrow at Granite Links in Quincy, 6 to 10. Hope to see you all there. And then the third annual Numbnuts Invitational will follow. And up next, we'll get to Scheim and to today's news. And this is shocking to me, but a new GOAT, brand new GOAT, when it comes to the most popular fast food in America.
Well, I can't wait for this one.
You're going to be shocked. I think. I was. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
It's time for...
I rise today to recognize a specially crafted food that draws people from across the country to my hometown of New Haven, Connecticut. It is called Abiz.
The news.
It's not no Bob Pizza. New York pizza sucks. Connecticut pizza sucks.
It does.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
The new line on Ultimate. Sorry, let me try this one more time.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI. What do you think they would
say? Well, Courtney is off today. She'll be back tomorrow with us at Granite Links. Can you imagine the anxiety that she suffered over Santo swimming the triathlon amongst the fiberglass from the windmill turbine over the weekend?
A fun show mention here. I was walking around Castle Island on Saturday. I bumped into Bobes, and I believe Santo had the race was Saturday, I believe.
Yes, I think it was Saturday.
And
yes.
He literally sees me. I'm like, hey. He's like, hey, Curtis. He's like, Santo looked like he finished. He survived. I go, good. And that was it. We just kept walking.
Oh, that was it? Yeah.
That was the extent of the conversation.
Well, sadly, somebody unfortunately passed away.
No way.
Doing the triathlon on Nantucket this weekend. I saw
Courtney must be a mess.
Oh, right. I know.
Talk about a close call.
Yeah. So
thank God.
But she will be back with us tomorrow morning. Scheim filling in for her with today's news.
Thank you, Greg. Good morning. Joe Biden has officially dropped out of the presidential race as he announced only appropriately on Twitter yesterday.
Right. I think you mean literally dropped. Like fell and dropped out.
Well, Greg, it's interesting because I feel like you should have a lot of respect for him from one dropout to another.
Yeah. Yes. I was going to say that he was pushed out of the White House, but probably just somebody accidentally breathed on him and he fell out. But so how does this work? Now, he is endorsing Kamala Harris.
Correct. Right.
But
Automatically go to...
Well, they got the convention has to... They would have to vote for her.
Okay.
So the delegates would have to vote for her. So it could be anybody.
Okay. All right.
I mean, who would you... If you're a Democrat, who would you want? I mean, do you want Gavin Newsom, the governor of California? I mean,
I just find it to be amazing.
Some people might want Michelle Obama. They might want Hillary Clinton. I mean, anybody.
There was this whole period by which the actual people that are Democrats could have voted in each state and picked a candidate.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the whole world found out that Joe Biden was not really there at the debate, something that everybody behind the scenes knew this entire time.
Yeah.
So the very people that are seeking to return democracy to America subverted it, so now they get to pick whichever person they want to be the Democrat nominee in a month. It's very interesting. Well, I think it'll be Kamala.
We live in wild times. The assassination attempt on Donald Trump while I was gone was
nuts.
Just wild.
The conspiracy theories.
I think it's a conspiracy.
The roof.
But don't you think it's a conspiracy theory if you don't? If you just think it's this guy who we don't even need to promote that shot the former president. Like, to me, given everything we now know, the heads up, the warning, the signs, the people pointing this kid out, like, it would be conspiratorial to believe this one disgruntled loser decided to try and kill the former president. That, to me, would be a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody else not doing their job the same time, to me, is the story. And today you'll have the first chance, the Secret Service, which initially said that there was no request for more security, over the weekend announced that there was indeed several requests made by the Trump campaign to have more security at their rallies.
And they denied those?
And they denied those requests.
Mm.
I mean, you can go down, you can go deep into the wormholes on this thing.
Right.
Like, people are analyzing the audio.
Right.
And the gunshots sound completely different. Like, they came from different places. Mm.
It's just like one of those, I think it's people tend to use common sense and go, okay, could there be some conspiracy here? In what way? We don't know. Or is it that the Secret Service is so bad at their job that they almost got the, you know, Trump killed?
Yeah.
And most people would go, no way. They're not. I mean, how many presidents have the Secret Service, you know,
protected
over the years?
There's certainly times that they were unable to.
Right, you know, but this was just
Garfield or John F. Kennedy. Or actually, I don't think there was a Secret Service when Garfield was assassinated. I was on the radio that day.
That's right. Yeah.
But with all those things,
was that a double shot Tuesday?
Garfield was just like walking through a train station.
Right.
President of the United States walking through a train station, and the dude shot him.
I'm just saying, with all the stuff that we know and where we are in 2024, for the Secret Service to be that bad,
you're right.
Building 150 yards away,
it's either one or the other,
right?
And neither is a good explanation.
Like, bingo.
Right? You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, but you're right, Wiggy. I'm sure with President Obama or Bush or Trump the first time he was in office, there have been people that have wanted to kill them that have failed because we have the most successful, smart people that are special ops, Secret Service on the planet.
Right.
You're right. They do a phenomenal job every day protecting those people.
And it was so badly fumbled where it was like, a building that's, 150 yards away?
It had a sloped roof.
That was the problem, is there was a slope to the roof.
I'm sure that we couldn't go back in time to find people on sloped roofs at other periods in the United States history with the Secret Service.
I'm just saying it's strange from all angles.
It was wild.
It's just maddening.
And the man got shot in the ear, and his hair remained perfect. The whole entire thing. That was the most amazing thing.
It really was.
He almost uses as much product as you, Greg.
And then they're like, stay down. And he's like, hell no, I'm coming up waving a fist. I mean, that's some balls right there. I'm like, cover me until you get me into the bunker.
Right.
But he's like, no.
You won't even go in the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
That guy popped right up.
And my wife, she brought that up. It was a great point. The man bounced up, not knowing whether or not there was another shooter, just to show American people, like, I'm this tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
She's like,
did that win your vote?
No, it's like, that was pretty strange that you, like, most people would be in a panic rage, like, cover me until you get me the hell out of here, because you don't know if there's a second shooter. All I'm saying is just another conspiracy hole you could
put
down.
A million of them.
All right, we got to take a break. We will get to the rest of the news with Shime next, including a shocking turn of events when it comes to the most popular fast food currently in the United States of America.
It's time for...
I rise today to recognize a specially crafted food that draws people from across the country to my hometown of New Haven, Connecticut. It is called Abiz.
The news.
It's not no Bob Pizza. New York pizza sucks. Connecticut pizza sucks.
It does.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
The new line on Unlimited Ultimate. Sorry, let me try this one more time.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say?
Well, Courtney is off today. She'll be back tomorrow with us at Granite Links. Can you imagine the anxiety that she suffered over Santo swimming the triathlon amongst the fiberglass from the windmill turbine over the weekend?
A fun show mention here. I was walking around Castle Island on Saturday. I bumped into Bobes, and I believe Santo had the race was Saturday, I believe.
Yes, I think it was Saturday.
And
yes,
so he literally sees me. I'm like, hey. He's like, hey, Curtis. He's like, Santo looked like he finished. He survived. I go, good. And that was it. We just kept walking.
Oh, that was it? Yeah.
That was the extent of the conversation.
Well, sadly, somebody unfortunately passed away.
No way.
Doing the triathlon on Nantucket this weekend. I saw
Courtney must be a mess.
Oh, right. I know.
Talk about a close call.
Yeah. So
thank God.
But she will be back with us tomorrow morning. Shime filling in for her with today's news.
Thank you, Greg. Good morning. Joe Biden has officially dropped out of the presidential race as he announced only appropriately on Twitter yesterday.
Right. I think you mean literally dropped. Like fell and dropped out.
Well, Greg, it's interesting because I feel like you should have a lot of respect for him from one dropout to another.
Yeah. Yes. I was going to say that he was pushed out of the White House, but probably just somebody accidentally breathed on him and he fell out. But so how does this work? Now, he is endorsing Kamala Harris.
Correct. Right.
But they would have to vote for her.
Okay.
So the delegates would have to vote for her. So it could be anybody.
Okay. All right.
I mean, who would you, if you're a Democrat, who would you want? I mean, do you want Gavin Newsom, the governor of California? I mean,
I just find it to be amazing, some
people might want Michelle Obama. They might want Hillary Clinton. I mean, anybody.
There was this whole period by which the actual people that are Democrats could have voted in each state and picked a candidate.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the whole world found out that Joe Biden was not really there at the debate, something that everybody behind the scenes knew this entire time. So the very people that are seeking to return democracy to America subverted it, so now they get to pick whichever person they want to be the Democrat nominee in a month. It's very interesting. It'll be Kamala.
We live in wild times. The assassination attempt on Donald Trump while I was gone was
nuts.
Just wild.
The conspiracy theories.
I think it's a conspiracy.
The roof.
But don't you think it's a conspiracy theory if you don't? If you just think it's this guy who we don't even need to promote that shot the former president. Like, to me, given everything we now know, the heads up, the warning, the signs, the people pointing this kid out, like, it would be conspiratorial to believe this one disgruntled loser decided to try and kill the former president. That to me would be a conspiracy. Everybody else not doing their job the same time, to me, is the story. And today you'll have the first chance. The Secret Service, which initially said that there was no request for more security, over the weekend announced that there was indeed several requests made by the Trump campaign to have more security at their rallies.
And they denied those requests. I mean, you can go down, you can go deep into the wormholes on this thing.
Right.
Like, people are analyzing the audio.
Right.
And the gunshots sound completely different. Like, they came from different places. Mm.
It's just like one of those, I think it's people tend to use common sense and go, okay, could there be some conspiracy here? In what way? We don't know. Or is it that the Secret Service is so bad at their job that they almost got the, Trump killed?
Yeah.
And most people would go, no way. They're not. I mean, they've, how many presidents have the Secret Service, you know,
protected
over the years.
There's certainly times that they were unable to.
Right, you know, but this was just
Garfield or John F. Kennedy. Or actually, I don't think there was a Secret Service when Garfield was assassinated. I was on the radio that day.
That's right. Yeah.
But with all those things,
was that a double shot Tuesday?
Garfield was just like walking through a train station. Right. President of the United States walking through a train station, and the dude shot him.
I'm just saying, with all the stuff that we know and where we are in 2024, for them to have, for the Secret Service to be that bad,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, no,
on
you're
a
right,
building Ricky. 150
well, it's
yards
either,
away?
It's either one or the other.
Right.
And neither is a good explanation.
Like, bingo.
Right, you know what I mean? Yeah.
No, but you're right, yeah. Wiggy. I'm sure with President Obama or Bush or Trump the first time he was in office, there have been people that have wanted to kill them that have failed because we have the most successful, smart people that are special ops, Secret Service on the planet.
Right.
You're right. They do a phenomenal job every day protecting those people.
And it was so badly fumbled where it was like, a building that's, 150 yards away?
It had a sloped roof.
That was the problem, is there was a slope to the roof.
I'm sure that we couldn't go back in time to find people on sloped roofs at other periods in the United States history with the Secret Service.
I'm just saying it's strange from all angles.
It was wild.
It's just maddening.
And the man got shot in the ear. And his hair remained perfect for the whole entire thing. That was the most amazing thing.
It really was.
He almost uses as much product as you, Greg.
And then they're like, stay down, stay down. And he's like, hell no, I'm coming up waving a fist. I mean, that's some balls right there. I'm like, cover me until you get me into the bunker.
Right.
But no.
You won't even go in the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
That guy popped right up.
And my wife, she brought that up. It was a great point. The man bounced up, not knowing whether or not there was another shooter, just to show American people, like, I'm this tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
She's like,
did that win your vote?
No, it's like, that was pretty strange that you, like, most people would be in a panic rage, like, cover me until you get me the hell out of here, because you don't know if there's a second shooter. All I'm saying is just another conspiracy hole you could
put
there's
out. A million of them.
All right, we got to take a break. We will get to the rest of the news with Scheim next, including a shocking turn of events when it comes to the most popular fast food currently in the United States of America.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.